Hello, and welcome to the Mirror Project. We are your hosts, Christine
and Alexandra,
and we are so glad you're joining us. Today, we'll be talking about that elusive trait for some, or many, confidence. I know I've been on a journey of self-confidence, it seems like my whole life, and I sometimes wonder if I will ever feel it. Can anyone else relate? Let's get started and see where this conversation takes us.
Before we dive into today's topic, like, subscribe, or follow us on your preferred listening platform. Go ahead, pause, and do it now before you forget. Don't worry, we won't get started without you.
All right, Alexander, why don't you kick us off and let us know whether you feel confident and why?
Oh, wow, Christine, you do not pull the hard questions, do you?
No, I like to get right to it.
So, okay, let me answer the first part of that. Do I feel confident? No. That sounded like a question, but more often than not, it's one of those things that the moments where I probably come off across confident, it's where my mouth starts talking before my mind catches up. So I don't really have a chance to not be confident or confident. And it's just like, oh shit, we're here. Okay, we're doing this. So why don't I feel confident? I feel like we're getting into things that I talk about with my therapist. And honestly, that's been a conversation recently in sessions. I feel like I place so much of my value and worth and therefore how confident I feel in other people's opinions of me, which I think we've established in this podcast is probably not a great way in which to operate. But yeah, it's kind of where I'm at in my journey right now. I want to be more confident. I'm working towards that. But do I feel confident now? No. So, Christine, what about you? I know briefly you talked about it in the intro, but why don't you feel so confident?
That's a very good question, and one I haven't really been able to answer. And it's funny, right? Because like some days I feel like I got it and I think a lot of the time, similar to you, Alexandra, I sometimes put a lot of my worth in other people's opinions of me, although I don't know if I consciously think that I do, because it's not, I'll say this, it's not so much like I care what people I don't really have relationships with think of me, like strangers or people, like acquaintances. I couldn't care less. It more so lies in the people who I love and care about the most, I think. And it's because I don't want to ever feel like I'm letting people down in my life. But in a lot of ways, I end up letting myself down, because it's either I'm constantly overextending myself, or, which is happening a lot recently. And I don't know. I feel like I'm constantly worrying about other people in my, like those I love most in my life, rather than caring about myself. And I think it's, I don't really know why. And it's something I've definitely want to explore. And I think I definitely could use the help of a professional. I'm currently not in therapy, but I definitely think I could seriously benefit from it. I think a lot of people in my life will tell me that. I know, everybody. I know.
Well, you say that, and I almost think that therapy is something that anyone can benefit from, not because something is wrong with somebody else, but that it almost helps us be the best versions of ourselves, but also better adjusted versions of ourselves. But yeah, I think I know that we've talked about it, and I'm like, yeah, if that's something you want, I think you should seek the counsel of a licensed therapist, because honestly, it can only help. And I think I've mentioned this in previous episodes, it can only help if you find the right therapist that works for you. And that's a process, and it's taking time to find somebody that's a good fit and that will call you on your shit, but also empathize and sympathize and go, yeah, that's really sucky. How are we going to work on that? I mean, like, you don't want somebody who's going to do more damage. You want somebody who's going to help you figure out the tools and things.
Yeah. And I think I just, Sometimes I almost wonder, I think I feel more confident in my relationships than I am in myself. I know I can confidently be a good friend, my found family, a supportive sister and daughter. But sometimes I feel like, especially within the last year, I have struggled with knowing my self-worth and knowing, not that I'm what I'm capable of, but there's really no other word for it, like having that confidence in myself. So let's see if we can discover more as we talk today.
Okay, again, for those of you listening, this conversation did come about from one of us sharing another Instagram reel. And Christine reminded me that I think I shared this with her. And this was one that came from Sophia Nicole. And it looks like she was set up on a spin bike. So I'm guessing she's some spin instructor for somebody. And we'll share both the reel video itself or the link to and Sophia Nicole's account. So in the video, in the reel, she says, "Confidence is tricky. Because we're told our entire lives to wait till you're perfect, wait till you're the boss, wait till you have X amount of followers, wait until you have the perfect life. No. Celebrate it along the way. Confident along the way. Let's go." And if you can imagine that kind of like standing up on a spin bike with, you know, pounding music, it's probably much more dramatic than my reinterpretation of that there. But it really struck me when I saw the video, because I feel like it resonated so much. Like the part of wait till you're perfect, wait till something, until you can, until you're allowed to celebrate, until you've made it in order to do something. Yeah. And that has unfortunately been like how I operate. So yeah, my confidence is very much tied up into when I'm perfect. And that's such a struggle, because what is perfection? And that is a conversation I constantly have. And the, you know, and then it comes to, why are you waiting? You know, just celebrate. You've done so much. And I think, like Christine and I shared this in common, we're very quick to diminish our own achievements. Celebrate other people's out the wazoo, but our own stuff, like, oh no, that, well, I can do it. Everyone can do it. So it's not that special. It's not that important. And once I meet my next goal, then I'll celebrate. Yeah. But then once we get there, it's almost like, nope, move the goalpost a little bit more.
Definitely.
So Christine, what was your thoughts and reaction when I shared that with you?
It really brings to light that I think a lot of people think confidence is like a destination, and it's not it's like something you're constantly working towards, which I think like that's part of it, but especially in this context of like being told to wait until you're perfect or wait until X, it just doesn't make sense. Like if why wouldn't you want to make those achievements with confidence? You know, so
I have no idea, Christine. I think if you told me the answer, I'd be like, great. Now I have an answer and I can find the solution. Like,
I don't know. I'd love to hear. What do you guys think who are listening? I think I really struggle with this one because I'm constantly struggling with confidence and my self-worth. And I think it's because like, I don't want it to be that way, but I'm going to get vulnerable for a second. But I think like I constantly wrap it up in those I care most. Like that's where my worth lies. It's in the relationships I have and how I don't know.
So you tie it to the people around you more of having – more than having an internal core reserve.
Yeah. Cause like I said, I know I can be a great friend to those that I really care about. And I know how to be a supportive daughter and sister and a reliable employee and things like that. But self-confidence is like a whole nother beast, because I feel like I am confident and I have confidence in what I'm doing. And when I'm not up in my head and like I just do it, yeah, I got it. But that's where I trip myself up, is I like the internal, like I get caught up internally and my insecurities start eating away at me. So when you shared this with me, I was like, yeah, it is truly a tricky it is truly a tricky concept. And I don't know, that's all I got right now.
I think that's the point of this. Are we confident? Like, I don't know. I think we're figuring it out as we go along. And I don't know, maybe some of our listeners have some ideas for us or are on the same journey we are. And so maybe they, you know, we don't feel so alone, which I think helps sometimes, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely feel like I'm in a rebuilding phase, because last year definitely kind of wrecked me. And definitely I found myself at a different point in my life than I've ever felt. And like, we've all had a weird fucking 4 or 5 years, right? And that's like, for me, that was my mid-20s, which I've come to realize 20s is a weird decade. Who you were at 20 versus who you are at 29 is like two totally different people, because it's only 9 years, but you truly change so much. And for you and I, having COVID happen right in the middle of it all, it's such a formative time, because like it's that transition out of your early 20s into your later 20s. So much happens as you leave and enter your 30s. So I don't know. Does anybody else relate to this? I feel like I'm almost behind the curve in a lot of ways. And with how last year ended for me, I'm definitely in a rebuilding phase. So if you can relate to that, sound off in the comments. And I see you, I hear you, I'm with you.
You are certainly not walking that journey and path alone.
Not at all.
So I feel like this is a great segue into the next segment that we want to talk about, of how do we work on building it then? If we're not confident, how do we start? So Christine, what are some of your thoughts or things you would like to try and do to kind of build that confidence?
So I actually thought a lot about this as we were preparing for this episode today. And it's funny for me to give some ideas on this, as I just revealed to you all where I'm at currently. But as I was reflecting, here's what came to mind. First thing was to celebrate and reflect on your wins. So as Alexandra mentioned a little while ago, she and I tend to both downplay our wins. Don't downplay it. It's really important to sit with them and see how that makes you feel. And it's okay to feel good about it. Celebrate them, and celebrate it with those who love and support you, because they're your biggest cheerleaders, and they want you to be happy, and they want you to feel good about yourself. So celebrate.
I like that one.
Nothing's too small, and it's important. It really, I think, is something I need to start embracing more, and I'll have to report back to see how my mind starts to shift. But I can imagine I'll be feeling way better about myself once I start doing that.
I have a thought on that. I was talking with a friend, and she was in a similar situation of like not feeling like she'd accomplished a lot, and how somebody she was working with had said, why don't you write down exactly what you did, you know, for the thing she was trying to accomplish? And she's like, even if it was sending a text message or writing something brief, I would log it. And then over the course of the month, I would look back and go, oh, I actually have done stuff. So that made me think of the celebrate and reflect on your wins. And it's like, maybe the first step to that is even just writing down that you've done something so that you can go back and have something concrete to point to, like, oh, hey, I did that, you know, because I think about that and be like, well, what wins, what accomplishments?
Yeah.
And I'm like, but if you write down when something happens, then you can go back and say, oh, that thing, that's what I want to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah, for sure.
Say that as somebody who also needs to do that.
Don't ever stop celebrating. Like, if it's, if you do that exercise and you look back and you're reflecting on all the things you've done, like, yeah, keep celebrating that because you've come so far and it's important to remember that. Alrighty. Mm-hmm. Next thought I had was view your failures as learning opportunities. Listen, no one likes to fail, but there is beauty in failure. I say this knowing that I find it really hard to see that, especially when I'm deep in it all, but it's truly when you learn the most about yourself. And most importantly, remember to show yourself grace when you mess up or something doesn't work out the way that you had planned it to. Unfortunately, that's a major part of life, but there's always an opportunity to learn from that and to grow.
But Christine, those little voices just come back saying, well, look at all the stuff you didn't do right.
I know, I know. Listen, I've been hearing those a lot lately. It's so hard. But I think that really plays in well to this next point, which is treat yourself with respect. Ooh, where to even begin? Where do we even begin with that one, right? What does that even mean? I know I had to really sit with this and I did a little reading on this, but basically what I've come to understand is that self-respect is understanding and honoring your own needs and knowing your worth and acting accordingly. I know I've constantly, people have shared with me like, know your worth, Christine. And I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean?
It's like, thanks for throwing salt on that open wound.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's an exercise that I want to work on as a result of this. And if you feel like you can work on your self-respect, consider identifying your values, setting boundaries, and nurturing your needs through self-care. Mm. And I think that one, that last one, self-care, is a big one for me because I think, and this isn't something necessarily that I felt from my parents or those I love most, but there's definitely this idea of putting yourself first is selfish. That's totally false. And it's that analogy of you got to put your face mask on when you're on an airplane first before you help the person next to you, because you can't do any help. You can't help those you care about most if you're not able to breathe.
I can see how that would be a really big part of self-confidence, right? Because if you don't respect yourself and respect what you're doing, it's almost easy to make the jump of, well, yeah, that makes sense that you're not confident because you don't have that sense of self to do so.
Yes.
Never really thought about it that way. So you've given me a lot to ponder in that one thought. But I think you were going to say something else about self-worth.
Yes. So as I mentioned, when people have said to me like, Christine, know your worth. I'm like, okay, but like, what the fuck does that mean? I really didn't understand it. So I did a little more reading and came to understand and have come to learn that self-worth is an internal sense of being good enough and worthy of love and belonging from others, which people might confuse with self-esteem, which is something that is totally different from self-worth. And it actually relies on external factors like success and achievements. So it's important to have a solid understanding of our own strengths and areas of growth. Additionally, we need to remember to feel good about ourselves, even when we make mistakes and when things don't work out in our life as we had hoped. So an exercise to, like a sub-exercise to do under this exercise of confidence, because I feel like it all truly is rolled together, is asking yourself how you would describe your own self-worth right now. And there are a couple of questions to consider. What words would you use to describe yourself? What value did you place on yourself or aspects of yourself? Were your descriptions generally positive, balanced, or negative? And where did your messages around your worth come from? So this is an exercise I know I'm going to do because I feel like I need to do like a whole sort of reset. So I think this is an important one I need to focus on right now. Yeah, I'll have to let you guys know how this self-reflection goes.
Wondering if it's something we all should do.
Yeah.
And report back and see what happens.
I think I'm down.
Because when you were reading those, I was like, oof. Oof.
I know. We're getting deep, everybody.
And then pouring some hydrogen peroxide on it.
Yes. And just a couple more thoughts to keep in mind in your self-confidence journey is positive self-talk and affirmations. And this is a great opportunity for me to do a callback to our second episode, which was on sayings and mantras. And I encourage you, if you haven't already, to go back and give that a listen, because we shared some great tips on how to create your own personal mantras and to start rewriting those tapes we constantly play in our heads. And remember, it's super important how you speak to yourself. So, I mean, you wouldn't talk to your best friend, Pearly, so don't speak to yourself that way. Remember, treat yourself the way you want to be treated. This next point I like a lot because it's to your point, Alexandra, of tracking your progress. Mm-hmm. So I think tracking your progress is super important. If you can, do a daily check-in, and you can get creative with this, right? There's not one right way to do this. A couple of ideas I came up with. First one was journaling. Now, I've tried journaling. I don't know if it's for me, but this next idea is one I'm kind of excited about and I feel like I could get creative with, which is coming up with a chart that I can sort of get like illustrative with and have a lot of fun with. Another idea was a video or photo diary, you know, taking mm-hmm. pictures throughout the day or maybe in the morning or at night before you go to bed, just recording yourself for a couple minutes, just talking about your day. And I think at the very least, you can do a simple list of what you took away from the day. And you can write mm-hmm. a high from that day, a low from the day, and something that you're grateful for, because I think acknowledging what you're grateful for puts everything into perspective. And these last few mm-hmm. things I'll just list off really quickly. Pursue things that make you happy. Stand up for yourself, which I think is easier said than done at times. But, you know, try each day and don't beat yourself up if you don't do it. Tomorrow's a new day. And who knows, maybe you'll feel like you can take on the day a little bit better after a good night's rest and just some time away from it all.
Yeah.
And lastly, like, surround yourself with media and things that can help boost your confidence. The books you're reading, the people you follow on social media, to the podcasts that you listen to that can encourage that self-confidence. And this is a fun little exercise, unfollowing accounts that don't do that for you.
Yeah. And Christina, I'd almost even wonder if it would be a good idea to maybe unfollow accounts that don't support that change before following ones you do, kind of like that.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking sometimes the things that we see aren't just like influencers, but it can be friends or family, and taking that step even a little bit to distance ourselves can be sometimes hard to do. Or like, even if it's an influencer you really liked for a long time, and now it's like, oh, I don't really resonate with that, but, you know, I was there when they started or something, you know, unfollowing them might be that, like, okay, I'm doing a really hard step. And like you said earlier, celebrate the small things. I did a hard step. Celebrate by following someone new, like Simon Sinek or somebody else that, you know. So I just wonder if flipping it would make it easier to do the unfollow part.
I think that's a great point. So yeah, that's my list. Don't be intimidated by it. Take it one step at a time. I know I definitely have a lot to work through, but I think this is a good sort of framework that I certainly am going to keep in mind as I am in this rebuilding phase.
Yeah, and I like that this is all stuff. It's not like a one and done, right? Exactly. This is stuff that you'll probably come back to multiple times.
Yeah. And because we're constantly changing, I think, like, I definitely forget sometimes that part of the human condition is like, you're constantly evolving, you're constantly changing because you're aging, you're having new experiences, and all of those things shape you and change you. So hopefully for the better. And I think, Alexander, you were going to share one of your favorite TED Talks with us.
Oh, yes.
I'm ready.
I'm trying to think of when I first saw this TED Talk. I want to say that I was at least in college, but probably in high school.
Okay.
I think I had a English teacher or somebody who was like really obsessed with TED Talks in high school. So that kind of got me on to that, finding ones I found interesting. But I kind of came across this idea that from Amy Cuddy's Fake It Till You Make It TED Talk. And of course, as per usual, we'll link that in the description, the show notes of this episode. And she talks about this idea of maybe it's not fake it till you make it. Maybe it's fake it till you become it. Mm. And I really liked that thought because I think the fake it till you make it kind of hits more on the esteem part, right? It's the external things. Like you have all these external markers that saying, hey, you've made it. But if you keep quote unquote faking it until you become it, until you believe that thing that you've been pretending at, that's almost where that confidence is, right? That's what I'm thinking of. Like, it's not that I've just made it. I'm actually now this new person. Like, so I'm thinking like, if I don't feel confident, maybe sometimes I should just pretend to be confident and just go out and say like, what would a confident person do and do that thing and keep doing that until I go, oh, okay, maybe this isn't as hard or isn't as scary or wow, that was easier to do than I thought. So I kind of liked that. And the woman who gave the TED Talk, she had been through like a traumatic accident that had impacted her brain and her value around how smart she was. And so I think it's a really good TED Talk to listen to and watch and apply to any subject, whether it's confidence or anywhere that you feel like you're lacking or you haven't made it or you're behind. So that's one of my favorite TED Talks. And what you were talking about earlier, Christine, where making mistakes, I'm trying to think of the exact wording you used. It was view your failures as opportunities. And when you said that, that reminded me of a book that I recently read from one of my MBA classes. And it was Dr. Carol Dweck, who's a psychologist, a PhD in psychology, called Mindsets. I actually don't have the book right here with me because I think there's a subtitle for that. And it talks about the difference between the fixed mindset, like the one that doesn't want to try something new because it could prove that not good enough, it doesn't come easy, and that's the only way it should be done if something comes easy, versus the growth mindset, which is going, hey, I totally made a mistake and that's fine, and kind of get back up and embracing failures and going, yeah, that's how I learned. This is totally normal. It doesn't define who I am and it doesn't make me a failure because I can see where in life and what subjects I have a more growth mindset on, and then where in life that I have a very fixed mindset on. And I feel like confidence is one of those where I tend to lean into the fixed mindset, and I'd like to adapt that and change that to a more growth and embrace the failures, embrace failing at being confident and learning, hey, this worked, or, you know, this part worked, but the rest of it didn't. So let me tweak it and try it again. So those are two things that have really stood out to me recently. And of course, as I mentioned in the Sayings and Mantras episode that Christine talked about earlier, was pretty much any work by Louise Hay. I feel like if I go back and read it and really absorb it, it kind of helps prod me in the right direction of working on my self-confidence. But there's so much, you know, wrapped up into that. And I think we even talked a little bit about that on episodes 5 and 6 of body image and health. And I know for me that how I look is very much wrapped up into how confident I feel. And should it be? Probably not. No. Is it? Unfortunately. And so trying to disentangle or trying to untangle that. It was taking some work. And then, you know, separating that from, because like you said, taking stock of something was, if the comments were positive, neutral, or negative. And I was like, negative. Because things come up and, you know, it's always easy for me to find the things to criticize myself about. And yeah, so I will say I've embraced failing a little bit more. I'm not saying, you know, oh, welcome it with open arms yet, but it is definitely something that I am trying to work on, because I think being more comfortable with failing, making mistakes, will also maybe take some of the fear out of trying to be confident. Like it won't make it such this big thing, because
who cares if I mess up, you know?
I say that, but it would be me. I would care. So all that said, Christine, how are we going to hold ourselves accountable to working on our self-confidence and celebrating it along the way? Any thoughts?
Yeah. Well, I know in that list I shared of thoughts on how to work on your confidence, I gave some like good action items of journaling, or I think I definitely am going to try and dream up like how I could chart my progress. And I think, you know, even the simple exercise of acknowledging what went really great today, what went really bad today, and what you're grateful for is a great exercise to do. And I think set milestones for yourself. Try and do it at least 5 times next week and just sort of see how you're feeling. I know right now I'm practicing this is a tangent for a second, and it will relate back to this, I promise. But right now I'm practicing Italian through Duolingo, and I'm very proud because I've been able to maintain my streak, which is like every day I practice a little bit more and more. The app sends me reminders like don't lose your streak. And it's so silly, but it's a great tool in keeping you like holding you accountable. So like, I don't know, like finding a way to sort of create that for myself to make me excited to track my progress. I think also finding an accountability partner, maybe somebody you care about a lot and want to also see succeed in this self-confidence journey. You can like check in with each other, ask like, oh, did you reflect on your day today? And I think those are some things that come to mind for me. But what about you, Alexandra?
I like your idea of the accountability partner. I think that works for many, many things. I think I'm going to take a slightly different approach and just, I think this is one of those topics that I could kind of get in my head about and be like, rationalize it and overanalyze so the day is, you know, done. So I'm going to try and just pretend, put myself out there, just go for it. So I'd like to try that at least once this coming week. And I think for me, just I seem to do better once I'm in a situation. So I'm going to just try. But yeah, maybe, you know, having you or some friends be accountability partners that I can go, oh, hey, I did it. Or like, yeah, there was an opportunity and I missed it, so I'll catch it next time. And celebrating along the way, I think that's the benefit, I think, of an accountability partner too, is saying, oh, hey, you did it. Did you celebrate?
Yeah.
I think part of me would think it would be like, well, I did it, so that's the reward. And I'm like, kind of, but also, you know, celebrate it along the way.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. So, yeah, start small. And I think we talked about this in our mantra episode. Like, it doesn't have to be a crazy long thing that you do, and you don't have to do it every day, but just know if you make it a habit, you're gonna see the benefits down the line. So if you're struggling to get started, find that accountability partner, and just know that it takes one step at a time, and it's a big deal when you take that step.
I think that's the part that, you know, I know that we struggle with is even acknowledging that. So it'll be cool to see that. So I will be checking in everyone with Christine at the end of this week and seeing how. Okay, I'll give her till next Wednesday, you know, because this release is on a Thursday. So I'll give her till next Wednesday, guys, and check in with her and see how she's doing.
Sounds good. So
I'm expecting she'll do the same for me.
Yeah. But yeah, for sure. I love to send little love texts where, like, I just randomly text you accountability question mark.
Just like, and then it's like, send back, which ones?
Yeah.
Because we have a couple things going. I feel like it's a confidence, it's a Duolingo, it's a couple of things.
Maybe we should, like, we should pick out what emojis are going to represent each thing, and I'll just text you a message of emojis. Here's your checklist.
Do, 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 do. Check, 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 check. I like that. I think that will be fun.
Yeah.
So we should definitely try that.
All right. I'm down.
Well, on that note, I am confident that we have only scratched the surface on the lifelong relationship we each have with our self-confidence. See what I did there?
I did.
We want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on the reel that we shared earlier? Do you notice waiting until something happens to do or be something else? Comment on this episode and let us know. We want to hear what your thoughts are. And did you try any of our tips and tricks, and let us know how they worked? Tune in next week and welcome our second guest to the show as we discuss money, honey. Talk then.
Enjoying the conversations we're having and the topics we're discussing? Consider supporting us through our Buy Us a Coffee page. We greatly appreciate any help in creating this podcast we love so much. Link in our show notes and Linktree. Before we end, don't forget to like, subscribe, or follow us on your preferred listening platform, and we'll catch you next time.